what's to come. Orders, singers, musicians to come. Not today is to justify me and answer what I am for, but you, a new brood, native, athletic, continental, greater than before known. Arouse, for you must justify me. I myself but write one or two indicative words for the future, but I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. You're joining us from Denver, Colorado, and poets all the way around the world for a new edition of World Poetry Open Mic. My name is Michael Amade, one of your hosts for the evening. I'm here with JT, who is our technical producer and co-host. How are you, sir?
I'm well. How are you?
Doing very well, man.
Good.
It's been a good day so far. It's my birthday today.
Yes, happy birthday.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here and happy to be doing the show. It's a little bit different here. I guess I should just say it in case you didn't see it on Facebook.
Yeah.
The imitable Mr. J. Todd Underhill, who we miss very much, is no longer with the show. We wish him all the best. We wish him every success. But we're going to keep going forward. We're going to keep doing this. The anthology is still on. Posick Fest is coming up tomorrow. It'll be 2 weeks.
2 weeks,
it'll be a full day of poetry and music, and I can't tell you what we have planned even for next year. We're already talking about next year, which is crazy. But we will be posting the list this evening of who's performing, what time. And, of course, I've had some people who are performing contact me. I'll get back to you if you're listening. But in the meantime, we're going to be getting some poetry from around the world, listening to you guys and the work you have. But first, I'm going to do a new kind of segment here, and it'll be short this time. But I want to do This Week in Poetry News, because I think so much poetry is out there and so many things happen. We don't really take the time to know what's going on in our global community of artists. So I'm just going to do a quick story this time. If there's more than one that I see that is really pertinent, I'll do it. But I'm probably just going to do one per week. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So this one here is kind of cool, actually. So there's a student who had won the 2016 National Student Poets Program, and she's going to the White House to meet Michelle Obama just in a few days from now.
Oh, but her name's right on.
Yeah, it's great. She's 17 years old.
Okay.
It's insane. Her name's Maya Eshwaran, and she writes a lot about foreigner and foreigner mentality, because I believe she came over here. And so a lot of times she incorporates her own personal experiences into poetry, but apparently it's very, very powerful, and she loves Walt Whitman. So I can totally hear that. And so if you get a chance, you should look her up. Her name is Maya, M-A-Y-A, and then Eshwaran, E-A-S-H-W-A-R-A-N. And she's got some great poetry, and I found a little while ago, and I came across a story again. So check her out. And that's, not a whole lot's going on with poetry. There's so much news, though. I want to stay away from all the tattletale crap that you see all the time, right?
Yes.
There's so much.
Yes.
What's something that happened this week that you loved? What was something cool?
Well, I basically do my job, but what happened cool, I guess it was more of I did get to go to the football game last week.
Yeah, not last night.
Saturday, you're right, which is always nice, and thoroughly enjoyed myself.
See, that's cool.
So I was able to bring in, because it was on my cheat day, I was able to bring in Taco Bell.
Okay, so to clarify, JT and his wife have season tickets to the Denver Broncos.
Yes.
And yes, we're all as obsessed with the Broncos as you probably think we are here in Denver.
Yeah.
And but not only that, he doesn't have to pay, $50 for food now. He can bring in Taco Bell.
That's
and it's
right.
His cheat day, which means it's totally legitimate. So that's okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, let's hit the rules real quick.
Yes.
Okay. So, one, we want calls between 3 to 5 minutes. Okay. We don't want to take too long. Although, if you have a really nice flow going, it's not going, it's not the charge of the light brigade then we'll let you keep going.
Darn it, I was going to read that tonight.
You know, that's just a thing. I've been wanting to do that forever, too. But or the song that never ends. We could
that's
just
right,
do that. You know, why not? I'll start doing that. Actually, you could do that during the like the Oscars. If someone's going too long, just pipe me in, and I'll just start slowly singing the song that never ends.
That'll get them to stop real quick. Because
I could just go on forever, man. And then the other one is going to be no hate speech.
Absolutely.
We just, you know, there's too much of that in the world. There's too much inflammatory stuff. This is not the place for it. The other rule I'm going to say is have your poetry ready when you get on the phone with us. Just have it there. Just
common courtesy.
Common
everybody.
Courtesy, so we keep things moving along nicely. Yeah. Other than that, let's do this. Okay. So give us a call, 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
And Skype ID, World Poetry, Open Mic. See you soon. Meanwhile, in the Hall of Justice, we're back, ready to throw down some poetic justice with some of the best people from the world. What do you think, JT?
Okay.
I'm serious, man. Okay. I'm feeling... I had a little bit of coffee, I got to be honest with you.
A little?
Well, I got actually, no. I got to say, I read through Starbucks.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And I asked just for normal coffee because I don't drink anymore. I don't have any of the stuff with the cream in it and the sugar
right,
and all
right.
that, you know, cuz it's just not good for me. And they said, "Oh, we're out of it. Can we just make you an Americano and, you know, do you want a free shot of espresso?" And I'm like, "Yeah, let's do it." That's why we're here.
That's why.
Well, I'm not wired. I'm not wired. I'm just super focused.
Well, that's good.
Okay, so you might notice we're doing a couple things a little bit different. These are experiments with the, you know, some of the formatting of the show. Just let us know what you think. Put it in the chat room. Send us a message at worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com. But we're going to start with something a little bit different. I don't think we've ever done it this way.
No, I don't think we have either.
All right, so we're going to do this quickly so we can get to the callers. But first, I'm going to read a submission. What? You're saying? I know. That's what I'm saying, too. Let's just do this. This one is from a friend of the show, Lausanne. It's called A Departing Teen. I am screaming in the silent chambers of my soul. I'm no longer obeying, for I'm reversing the role. So much resentment, so much disgust, so much pressure I keep feeling in my chest. You control me, you watch me, you own me. Yet, even in doing so, you seem to find no delight. I embarrass you, you say. You don't want my story to see the light. What makes you think I'll give up this fight? Why am I the one that made you give up hope? God, how I resent watching you mope. Oh, how hurtful your words, how they stab. Every word you repeat feels like a jab. You repeat your words over and over, as if you're tying a rope. With the new me, you don't see me being able to cope. I can't help you. Can you not see? This will worsen if you don't let me be. I sob in despair quietly, so you can hear me cry. For if you do, you will say, I don't care if you die. How can you be so irritated, cross, and bitter, yet you shout at me to succeed and not be a quitter? How can you claim you are sending me on the right path while throwing rocks at me, which will result in a devastating aftermath? My spirit is broken. There's not much fight left in me. Know that letting me go will set you free. The loud screams inside me, I won't let you hear, because scaring you is something I truly fear. Just give me a moment. Give me the chance to show you who I can be. Just trust me. Accept me. Damn it, love me. Deep down, I'm good. I am worth it, and I am still sweet. With or without you, I will stand on my own feet. And that was from Lausanne, and it's from her book, I'm No Hero, and, you know, it's from Lausanne, and I hope I don't destroy this last name, Yamulki, and it's available from Silver Bow Publishing. You should definitely check it out. But with that said, let's go to our callers. Number one, we're going to go to New York. We're going to talk to a friend of the show, Lorraine. Let's see if she's there. Lorraine, are you there?
Hey. Hi, guys.
How are you?
Oh, yeah, healing.
You're healing. I hear you're in near full body traction.
I have a splint on my hand, on my right hand, and I'm totally right-handed, so I'm totally helpless when it comes to washing dishes, and vacuuming and all that stuff.
Oh,
and
no.
Oh, yes, my poor husband.
Oh, no.
Oh, he is miserable. He's downstairs, and he's crying. And
for days.
Are you sure
that's not a recording, Lozanne?
Break something.
Actually, I had a man tell me that on the day, because I was divorced several years ago, and on my wedding day.
Too.
Oh, okay. Well, see, there we go. We're in a club.
See, we have something in common.
That's right. No, I had an old man tell me the first thing you do is when your wife asks you to do something around the house, insist on doing it yourself and then break it. And then she'll insist.
And then just do it badly.
And she'll never ask you to do it again.
Oh, my God. My sister washes dishes and leaves all the crud and stuff that you know, coagulates on it. And her husband finally said, let me do them. And I said, that was really good. You know, I'm going to remember that. I sort of remembered it, but, you know, I have mercy on him sometime. You know, he's tired and he's a cop. And what can I tell you? You know,
cops are pretty good at seeing the end game there.
You got to see the end game. Your place is really, you know, I'm amazed at Colorado because I watch ID Channel all through the night. It puts me to sleep. Rapists and, you know, murders and all that stuff. And it lulls me to sleep, but it narrates. And it's amazing how much stuff happens in Colorado.
Oh, well, there's a reason why we're here.
Why did you guys move there?
Well, I got to be honest. You know, I was born here. I guess you could say I'm one of the reasons
you
were on the news.
Okay, you have roots. Now, what about the other two, bananas?
Well, there's actually only one other banana here with us tonight, and that's JT.
JT.
Yeah, but he's more of a plantain. I'm more of the slightly ripe banana variety myself.
Oh, is that what it is? Well, I knew you were ripe. But, you know, I got a million things to read, and I'm trying to think of what to do, so I'm going to read.
Choose the first one, Lorraine.
My thing is eternity. That's the name of it.
Sounds good.
Can we travel back in time, bending rules in space? Can we take with us those things we know we can't replace? Does time as we know it, precise at its core, cease to exist when we knock on death's door? Can we choose how our lives will finally end? Will we face that alone, or will there be a friend? Will we accumulate along the way, or what we have disappear on our dying day? Will we have thoughts and be able to feed or feel? Or is nothing worldly actually real? Will I recognize those that I know? Will I know them when I see them? Can I finally become me? And is that eternity? Will each of us assume a state that has no age and claims no date? Where days are months and months are years, will we have joy instead of fears? Will that last breath, that last heartbeat, bring us full circle and complete? In spite of our sins, in spite of our flaws, is our purpose here defined by cause? Is there a prize, an award we'll see once we encounter our destiny? End point. I think about that. Thank you.
That was wonderful. Thank you so much, Lorraine. And we always love your work, and this was no exception.
Oh, I miss you guys so much. I'll call back. You're going to be on?
Yeah, so we're going to be doing, we're going to be doing up to three segments, and then we'll go to our... are we going to a return engagement and then an
I'll
After
be
Dark?
Still
yeah,
my heart.
Yeah.
Up to three, really?
Well, we'll see. I mean, we'll say we're doing up to three to see how many unique callers we're getting. Usually, it's three is the cap, and then we'll go to our After Dark.
After The return engagement.
After the return engagement. Yes.
I see. I'm just still getting this down because I'm having to sit there. We had a meeting last Wednesday, and I'm going, JT, I always have been messing this up in my head. So we're doing up to three segments, then return engagement, then the after dark.
Yes.
I love it. I love it. I'm so glad you guys are on, and I'll call back. And so good to hear you again.
Yeah, it's great to hear you too. Feel better. Okay, we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, I'll talk to you later. Yep. Okay.
All right. Well, that was Lorraine in the great state of New York. But New York's great. But you know what they don't have? Mittens.
Mittens? I knew you were going to do it. So mittens? Really?
All right. So let's go to our longest supporter, a great friend of the show, someone we adore, Dennis from Michigan. How are you, sir?
Wonderful. It's Friday night.
That's right. We're all here. I look forward to this.
I'm loving it.
I know, as am I, as are we both. So how's your week been? I mean, the time's not too long before you're supposed to be coming out here.
Oh, yes. Before you know it, I'll be right in Denver.
All right, that's great.
Wonderful.
And by the way, I'm going to connect with you outside of here just to make sure that, make sure you got a ride from the airport and everything you need, and we can make things work for you as we need to, okay?
That sounds great.
All right, wonderful. So at any rate, what do you have for us this week?
Well, I have a new poem I've been working on. It may be a little bit rough in some places, but it's in an early draft. So
okay.
Bear with me. And I'd like to share with you a poem. The title is New Day Dawning. And it starts with this epigraph. Behind every beautiful thing, there's been some kind of pain. Quote by Bob Dylan. A diamond has dealt with intense pressure in its pre-sparkle forming stages. A caterpillar goes through chrysalis hell before his butterfly self engages. Remember, hard times lead to better days. Look for bright tomorrows, not just yesterdays. Storm clouds off bring with them stinging rain and present to a violent wind will blow. But when rain stops and sunshine again returns, look around. You may find a rainbow. Remember, hard times lead to better days. Be patient and let the pains fade away. Winter comes and oppresses so many. The dark days of gloom engulf the soul. But winter will only be for just a season. Soon the warmth of springtime you'll know. Remember, hard times lead to better days. New joy will come as pain fades away. In labor, the mother will surely writhe with all the pain that comes in giving birth. But looking in her newborn baby's eyes, she'll appreciate even travail's worth. Remember, hard times lead to better days. A new day is dawning and coming your way. End of poem.
Always enjoyable. That was great. Thank you, Dennis.
Well, thank you for allowing me to share it here. And thanks
always
just for being here. We appreciate you and what you've done to allow us to share your stage. And I want to let you know that we continue to support you, and we're going to do what we can to keep this show on the air.
Dennis, you're amazing. And hearing you say that means so much because I know you've been there since the beginning. And yeah, thanks for everything you do for our show. Genuinely, thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome, and God bless you all.
Bless you too. I kind of want to say jinx, though, JT. But it just doesn't seem like the appropriate phrase to yell jinx right afterwards.
That'd be kind of weird.
It'd be weird. You know, and I teach at a Catholic school, so it's like I would probably run into that a lot.
Yeah, probably, because it is one of those things.
So can I tell you something I did quickly to my students? I taught every class how to sing the song that never ends.
That's awesome. I think that's awesome, because now it's going to spread into their...
Well, they're singing it at home, but the best part is they'll start singing it, and their parents will start singing it with them. So there's usually a middle sibling going, "What is this? Stop!"
That's great.
I know. But the other thing that's awesome is I'll be walking around the building or, like, you know, out and the on the, you know, the in the recess, like in the grounds,
yeah,
and I'll hear just some pocket on the other side of the field. This is the song. And it's just great. It just feel, and the thing is, it's teaching the children a song that they want to sing on their own anywhere. Just,
right.
And so, as ridiculous as it is actually helpful in doing my job.
Yeah.
But that's been fun this week. I got to tell you, I've taught that to more people than I think I've ever taught a song to in my life.
I think it's absolutely great. Yeah, it just cracks me up.
All right. So, hey, let's go to someone who's going to be performing at POSIC. Mm-hmm. Who's in Colorado, who sounds like he's having a great week. I'm going to let him decide if he shares it or not. How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing really well. How are you guys?
I'm doing really well. It's doing really well also. It's a beautiful time here in Colorado, huh?
Oh, my gosh, it is. I love this temperature. I'm hoping to get out and play paintball soon.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Now, by the way, I'm going to be in touch with you privately again just to answer any questions you have about POSIC and everything, but we'll be putting the list up today. You're still on it, just like we talked about. And
awesome.
All right, cool, man. But you know, that's 2 weeks away. So what do you got now? What do you have for us?
Oh, yeah. I'm a little angry that I never had a chance. Like, the people I see, successful, gloating, as I starve and struggle to develop into what society wants from me. But I'm not a robot. I'm not a machine. I'm a human being. I'm not a consumer or target. I'm an individual with a voice, and I'm speaking from my heart and anger because I've never felt that I had the choice at happiness and success like the people I see, these faces walking as if in a nightmarish dream, teeming from my mind to cause anxious tremors as this anger filters flawlessly, flowing in me, unforgiven. I'm a little angry that I've never tried. You know, I just fried my mind with every drug I could find, that it's left me helpless, or so I feel, to project it onto others. I just want to tear that reel. I want them to see, just notice me, right? But how could they see behind the walls I've built? My anger sends away any relationship that has a chance to be real, that it makes me angrier. And as I've torn the page, I'm not sure how to direct it. Like, just toward these people who probably feel the same. I mean, why do I hate them when I should just look into the mirror and be honest with myself? In truth, I should just see my face on every stranger and offer help. I'm a little angry that I've never given myself the chance, that I make the world worse as my thoughts wave and change in an aura as deep as the Mariana Trench. Just digging into the soul's present harder than helium pushed at temperature over 100 megakelvin that solidifies my emotions to the strongest bonds, that I can break them. Change. Because the universe wants me to reverse my current life's cause. To just be happy, if only one person could. Because then I could see successful people and just move on. Not hold the hate. Let it flow and not define me. Because I too can be great. Not fake like time, not angry like my past, not tortured in every moment, ever inching towards the evocative mental collapse. As society monetizes on my struggle, I'll just move on. Because I'm a human being. I'm defined as happy and joyful. Thank you.
And it's that emotional delivery and the articulate writing that I think is really so cool to hear on the show. But also when we saw you live, it was like a whole other dimension, wasn't
it? It was. It really was.
Yeah. And I remember last year standing outside POSIC telling you, Chris, that that your writing almost reminded me a little bit of Anne Rice's phrasing. And you were like, I've never read Anne Rice. So, well, okay. But great work again, man. Really appreciate it. You have such a unique voice.
Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to Pelzic Fest.
Hey, looking forward to it also. We'll see you again soon, okay?
Absolutely. Have a good time.
You too, buddy. Thanks. Wow. All right. So we're moving through this thing at a clip. I don't know if anybody's noticed the time, but this is how you move through a segment. Just saying. No, we have so much great work.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and they're delivering. That's great.
Yeah. So I mean that's really what we want.
Yeah.
So let's go to someone else who's gonna be at Pozick Fest. Man, we're just hitting all these people.
Three
out of five are gonna be at Pozick Fest. That's amazing. Let's go to Cynthia in Vancouver.
Hi, happy birthday, Michael.
Oh, thank you so much, Cynthia. How are you?
So happy to be going to Denver in 2 weeks.
I know, that's exciting. And like I said to Dennis, I'll be in contact with you also to make sure all the details are worked out and that, you know, if there's anything you need from us, we'll be there to help you.
That's wonderful.
Wonderful. Well, so before this trip happens, we still have the show. So what do you have for us tonight?
So this is my poem from my Movement and Light column. This is my September poem. And it's called Sunflowers. Thousands of seeds, food and beauty. The ever-changing way stems bend in the light. A reminder of the magnificence of life and grace. Not only are they alive, but the planet nourishes them with sunlight and clouds. End poem.
You always have a lot of evocative nature imagery in your poetry, I found. And I really have always liked that. It's resonated with me.
Yeah, thank you. I know since I've been on the West Coast, there's just so much beauty here. Like, I was walking around my neighborhood, and one of my neighbors grows these magnificent sunflowers, and so many of my friends grow them.
Wow.
Kind of amazing to be here.
We're gonna have to figure out, because we're all planning on going out the night before Pozick. Right, and so I'm trying to think of some good places to show you and Dennis that I can show you kind of what Denver has to offer. But if it's going to be the evening, it might not be easy to show you a lot of the natural stuff. But I don't think you can miss the mountains.
No, we can't.
And I've never been there. It's been on my bucket list for ages to go to Denver.
You're coming, so that's great.
And to do poetry, Denver and poetry. So I'm really, really looking forward to it.
Well. Wonderful. And we've got a couple poetry hotspots we're thinking about hitting the night before. So
awesome.
Get ready for that.
And thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, always, no problem, Cynthia. Absolutely. Thank you so much. Thanks for being on the show. We should thank you for it. So thank you so much. That was Cynthia in Vancouver. Or is it British Columbia, Vancouver? Am I saying it wrong if
no,
I just say Vancouver?
It's Vancouver, British Columbia.
Vancouver, British Columbia, of course. What am I doing?
It's okay. As opposed to Vancouver, Washington.
So, but you know what we could do? We could just head down the coast. Just head down the coast.
Yeah.
To a new caller. We have Laura from Washington. Yeah. Laura, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, hello. Well, you're on the air now. This is Michael, and I'm here with JT. Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing really well. So, first of all, we ask this of every new caller. How did you hear about our show?
Actually, it was reblogged by Trish Hopkinson.
Okay.
And I saw it on her blog.
Well, wonderful. Awesome. Thank you to Trish, and I'm glad that you called as well. We love to have new poets call and give their work and their new perspective. So what do you have for us? We're going to shut up and let you share.
This is a poem from a website, a poetry project that I did with a friend called Poetry by the Shot, and all the poems are based on a collection of shot glasses.
Oh, that's great. Okay, cool.
Jack Daniels.
Oh, Jack Daniels. Here we go.
So JD1. JD1, son. Growing up in Lynchburg, Tennessee, it was understood that he would follow his pa into the distillery when he turned 18. He'd been working there since he was 16, pushing broom and learning enough to know he wanted to do more. The teacher had been showing them computers. There'll be one in every home. She was sure of it. He didn't know if that could happen, but he sure was fascinated. Pa called it foolishness. Waste of expensive electricity, if you ask me. Ma just mumbled, land sake, what would anyone want it for? Always the youngest in his class, he turned 18 a week before graduation. He did the only thing he could do that wouldn't disgrace his pa. He joined up. Pa. He couldn't say he wasn't proud of him, serving his country and all. He never had really understood the boy, always more interested in books than ball. He had his ma's brains like that. Still, he sure did miss seeing him around at work. That's a right bright boy you got there, the foreman would say. He's gonna go far in this company. Not now. Now he wasn't going anywhere but to sea. Pa slipped into the tavern for a drink. Ma wouldn't approve, but she'd understand. He missed his boy, who'd become a man. JD 2. Pa. Didn't seem possible he could be old enough to retire. Still, he'd had a proud run, working his way up the ladder to the office. Now technology was moving faster than he could. Soon as he'd learned one thing, another came along. His body was able, his brain was tired. He'd take his commemorative bottle and find a rocking chair. It wasn't so hard letting go. He knew the new guy would do a good job. The son. He laughed at the irony. Retiring after 30 years in the Navy, his ma and pa were so proud. Finest sailor I ever had the privilege to serve with, the skipper had said. His ma beamed with pride. Now he'd take his college degree in computer experience and fill his father's shoes at the distillery. End of poem.
Very nice. I'm so glad you called in with that. That was wonderful, Laura. Thank you.
Thank you. I had a good time writing it.
Well, it's you know, you can kind of feel that in a poem. No, I'm not saying that you have to have a good time writing every poem, but I think you really can sense genuine emotion when it's been put in the work.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know, it's the circle of life, right?
It's the circle of life, but I think it's that. But I also think when we're talking about artistic stuff, I think the audience could sense a faker.
Yeah.
You know, and I didn't get that impression with yours. And so it's great. Great that you share. Are you going to call us again and share with us some other time?
I'd love to.
All right. Well, wonderful. So please keep us on speed dial. We'll be doing another segment here called the Return Engagement later tonight. And you're more than welcome to call back then as well. Okay.
All right. Terrific. Thanks for doing this.
Of course. Thank you, Laura. Happy to have you on.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So that was new caller, Laura. Laura. Yes, Laura.
Laura.
Until I've been talking too much today.
Woo!
Laura from Washington. So since we did the submission at the front end of this thing, we're just going to get ready to go into the call segment for the second segment. But in the second segment, we're going to do something a little bit different, too. We're still going to take 5 unique callers.
Yes.
But first, we're going to have another submission once we come back. And I'm going to give you the first hint of the identity of our mysterious new poet of the month. So we're just going to give you a hint. We're not even going to tell you who it is this week. And
right.
Next week, it'll be another hint. You won't know. I'll see if you can guess. And maybe we'll come out. If someone can guess and send us an email, maybe we'll find like a prize or something. I think it'll be kind of cool. So stay tuned for that coming up in segment number 2. But to get on the list to be one of the 5 unique callers, you want to call us at 720-240-9766.
That number again, 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID, World Poetry, Open Mic. Give us a call. All right, and we're back. Segment number 2. Now, we didn't have a ton of callers, but
no.
You know what? That's okay, actually, because we still have 2 segments, even if we immediately go to the return engagement. So we only had 2 callers. We're going to go to the first one. The capital of some of the most delicious chicken in the world. It's Philip in Kentucky. Philip, how are you, sir?
I am well. Happy birthday to you.
Hey, thank
man.
You, man. That means a lot coming from you. Thank you.
You're so welcome. There were several other birthdays today, so it seems like you're in good stead with all these other, you know, famous people. So.
Who are the other famous people? I know Keanu Reeves. I know Hugh Grant. Who else?
several of my friends on Facebook.
Oh. Well, you know,
they're Facebook famous.
Facebook. Well, you know who is actually who is sharing this birthday, and he's not on the show. And I'm glad he's not on the show because that means he's out having fun somewhere. But it's Steve from New York,
yeah,
the Sith Lord of poetry himself. So I know this is his birthday as well. I was really happy about the Hugh Grant one because, and Philip, if you ever really want to laugh, go look up paparazzi footage of Hugh Grant. Because
okay.
he's so nice in his movies and acts so, you know, befuddled and charming. When uh-huh. you see him with paparazzi stuff, he's aggressive. He'll like knock him over. One of them, he like knocked him over and grabbed a certain male part of his anatomy and was like, "You're not a man. You're not." It's just incredible stuff. So I was like,
"Oh yeah, you sold me. I will certainly right. do that.
Do it. It's great.
Yeah, that's the price of fame, I suppose.
I suppose, but not everybody deals with it like Hugh Grant, you know."
Right. At least not that boldly. Yeah.
Oh,
turn your head and cough, please. Gotcha.
Exactly. So what do you have for us, bud?
Okay, I've got sort of a brand new one for me, and I'm still even in the process of tinkering with it, but I'm going to go ahead and be bold and share it.
We love it. All right, go ahead.
All right, here we go. Yeah, one of them lengthy titles. A few avuncular insights submitted openly as palms to those newly afflicted with an ancient disease of empty staves, blank pages, and canvases. 1. Public. Slowly move about the rooms with a studied comportment of thespians. Even when annoyance is incurred, patient gestures mimicked from learned players. Speech trippingly off the tongue, just as Hamlet suggested, except when slurs are unavoidable, as steady intoxication overcomes dialogue, when weary dawn approaches from the youthful east. Act as if you know not your name, or when you must, say it's common, nothing but another noun misplaced among your betters. If they insult your girth, herald with an astute bombast how your manly portliness is an inheritance from Falstaff, boldly displayed among nimble friends, accustomed to the top of bottles, you opportunely empty down to the dregs. Make dulcet adieus to the ladies, and treat men with cautious deference, so as not to confuse ample mirth for overtures of attraction. 2. Private. When returned from your revels, resume at the pages left but never abandoned. Texts live in the mind first, the corpus your only body carried compassionately with every measured footstep. Wrap your ape descendant hand again around the stylus with prehensile fingers. Though your stubborn head grasps little, clumsily as it seizes concepts, you honor all language with earnest humility, reverence honed by an assiduous temperament. Though physically destitute, you'll know mental avarice and will someday share the wealth with others who are starving or at least malnourished from bland television. Willingly undress manliness to reveal vulnerabilities of the boy who readily loved all by way of saviors or as Assisi did flowers, treating them tenderly as he would his enemies. Do not fear your own absurdity nor the inevitabilities of age that will accompany lonely hours with inconvenient aches, vociferous as your make-believe characters who curiously develop your ailments. The night will become a companion that days resent like other women who seduce you toward willing infidelities with virgin white paper opened for marring pens. Be forewarned, you will break commitments, hurt others' feelings unintentionally because there's only one true love, and to the rest, by choice or passion, you will remain obstinately faithless until the cup becomes empty. And there it is, fellers.
That sounded great, man. I mean, I know you go through the tinkering process, but, I think that was a that sounded great enough to present now.
Oh, well, thank you, Michael. I truly appreciate that. I do.
Absolutely.
All right, my man.
Well, hey.
Keep up the good work. Yes, sir.
Thank you so much. And we appreciate your support and everything. I want to say that, you know, on the air and in front of everybody, we appreciate everything you do for us. And we really hope sometime to get you out to a POSIC event. But I'm gonna clue you in, you know, as things kind of get rolling on next year's thing. It's going to be it'll be a little bit bigger, and I'd love to have you involved in it somehow.
Oh, so. that would be amazing. And maybe there's something I can work out with my old lady, you know, maybe there's some way. And I am just touched that you threw out an invitation so willingly to a madman. That is kind of you.
Who do you think you're talking to here?
I know, right? Well, maybe my parole officer and your parole officer will get together and say, yeah, this is a good idea. This is showing promise.
You know, if we could do a thing where we can get both parole officers to be singing with their arms over each other's shoulders, I mean, I think we've just won. So like, we'll figure that out. All right. Hey, thanks, Philip. We'll talk to you
in the return engagement stuff.
Cheers. All right, and that was Philip in Kentucky, the tastiest state.
Tastiest state?
Well, I mean, you know, it's a thing. Hey, so JT called me on something.
Yeah.
And Titus, I hope you will give me a moment here. We were doing the idea of doing the submissions at the beginning of the segment, and I went right past it into Philip. This one's a short one. It's from Steve Junk. I just want to get this out now. From here on out, I'll be doing them at the beginning of the segment. This one's called Coffee Break. I never drank coffee until I went to Vietnam. Some nights I looked forward to their delivery, coming to our post with coffee. We'd come out of hiding for a break. They really wanted to see if we were awake. Yet it was good to know that they were close by. Most of the time it was fine. Once a night, a Jeep from security would drive through your post with coffee. They were also a quick reaction team that would respond to help if you ever came under attack on the perimeter. I still love my coffee and collect coffee cups today. Thank you, Whiskey Delta, for my first cup of coffee back on Kilo 30 in the North Bay in the fall of 1970. It's age 20. And he has a message. He says, as we celebrate Labor Day with cookouts and baseball and other things we enjoy, let's remember those who are defending our liberties and are away from home. We also celebrate open mic here, which is a compliment, where we can speak freely without fear of being silenced. America is a great place, isn't it? And I agree. Absolutely. I personally am one of the people who believes America is the greatest country in the world, and I'm very happy to be an American, and I strive to do the best to make this a country that's better when I will leave it than it was when I was born here.
Yeah.
And I know you're very much the same way, JT.
Oh, very much so. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so from all that America patriotic stuff, let's go to England.
let's pull on
Titus. Titus, how are you, sir?
Waiting patiently, sir. How are you?
Doing very well. Thank you for being patient. I completely, screwed the pooch at the beginning of that segment.
Oh, well. Is it your birthday today? Or
It is, yes.
Okay. Oh, I wished you a day earlier. Sorry.
No, it's all right. Thank you so much. I saw it. It actually was very touching. Thank you.
That's all right. Yeah. Many happy returns.
Oh, I hope so.
Well, while I was waiting, I was looking up the poems that I could have written, and I've got so many love poems. It's unreal. And
that's a good thing, though, right?
It is good. And then I looked at the other extreme, which was Theomachy. I've actually lost the word. But anyway, it's from my epic Theomachy. And okay. I thought, well, that's way too deep. So I'm going to go to the love story.
You're going to go to the love story. Okay, fair enough.
Well, actually, it's our first wedding anniversary on Monday, the 5th.
Oh, congratulations.
So we're going on a 3-day bender today. So, of course,
wonderful.
It's going to be exciting. So I'm going to quote my page. I hope you don't mind.
Not at all.
And then followed by the poem. It's called, Love's Belonging to Antinuptial. My wife in celebration of our first anniversary. We met on November 86. And in spite of the distance, there's always been this closeness between us. And it's even closer now. Much love. Woman, love creates what is colloquial essence. Your elegance is corporeal to conceal essential oils. Romantic remedy, the scapegrace trait quiescence. Love circuitry, belonging to my love, it so spoils. Merely to bring from worship, often I overly praise. Being antinuptial, an event to serve you kowtow. succeed to broaden calm beyond serpentrian sprays, gifting youth a mountain's trust and strength of vow. Your spirit to be drenched by love and true feeling of warmth, the Mackinaw is restored in me to give the blessing of adamantine with promised healing, permitting we step into this pretext. That's what we live. End of poem. Short and sweet.
It's funny. We have grown to expect longer poetry from you, almost as long as we expect Phillip's titles to be. So that's it was something we were sitting back listening and then suddenly had to jump for it. So you surprised
us. Did you want
us.
Me to read Theomachy a little bit?
How can you do a little bit of that poem, I would wonder?
Oh, it's about 20 lines.
Oh.
Return.
How about this? We're going to, Titus, we're going to go into the return engagement. And so if you want to do that, then that would be great. We're about to do it.
Okay, I thought that was a little bit short, but anyway, I'll do that.
No, thanks. That was wonderful. Thank you for that. Actually, that was a beautiful piece. I think even your cheesy love poetry is still, you know, I mean, we all have it, and I think the hope is a test of a good poet.
I hope when the book is printed, all love poems for my wife, that it's not cheesy. But
I doubt
yes,
it. Will
I know what you mean.
I doubt it. Well, I mean, I know I write plenty of them, and it's one of the things where. You get to it and you go, well, I think the test of a poet is how you do it. And yes, and you do it hopefully. Remarkably well. So thank you.
Oh, thank you. All right, then. Thanks.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you in the next segment.
Yeah, thank you. All bye. Right.
Bye. All right. So Woo. So that's the end of segment two. That's a short. It's a short show.
Well,
it's kind of a tongue twister, a short show.
Short show.
But we're going to be going to a return engagement and then after dark, should anyone want to share that. Now, by the way, you're noticing we're doing some things different with the show. We also are kind of seeing how certain things play out, including After Dark, including Studio X. So if you have any thoughts on that, you want to weigh in, you know, send us an email on the contact form or just World Poetry Open Mic. Now, before we go to the return engagement, we're going to start doing Poet of the Month again.
Right.
Which we haven't done for a while.
Correct.
And we're actually going to take a suggestion that Mr. Phillip had made a while ago, which okay. was to kind of give hints at who the poet was.
Oh, and instead then, of announcing right, it at the beginning.
Exactly. And then on the third week of every month, we're going to announce it on our website. Not the show.
Yeah.
But on our website.
After the show.
After the show. Or it might even be the weekend. We'll figure out what day it is. And we'll list that. This week it'll be, or this month it'll be on the weekend of Posick.
Right.
But that'll give you a week. Should you want to read one of their poems on the show, you're not required to, but should you want to, you have a week to find one and get ready. Now, this is our first set of hints. It's really kind of two hints, though, isn't it, JT? I told you a little bit about
it. Yeah, it's kind of two.
Okay, it's kind of two. So I don't want it to be easily Googleable. Googleable. That's a hard word to say.
Woo!
Googleable. Easily Googled.
There
so,
you go.
There, that's what it should be. So our mysterious poet of the month, his childhood nickname was Hank, and he went on later to write a piece of work where a robot was wearing blue trunks. That's all you get this week.
Huh.
So see if you can figure that out. If someone can, send us an email. We're coming up with some sort of prize to get you if you do that. So with that being said, let's move on to the return engagement. So.
Yes.
Give us a call, 720-240-9766. Anybody can call. You don't have to be a unique caller.
Yes. Number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID, World Poetry Open Mic. Give us a call. All right, and we're back for the return engagement. We have nine amazing poets lined up. However, not making the mistake I did last segment.
Yes.
I'm going to do, well, it's not really a submission, but it's short, and I think it's worth listening to.
All right.
Here we go. When in disgrace, with fortune in men's eyes, I all alone beweep my outcast state, and trouble deaf heaven with my bootless cries, and look upon myself and curse my fate, wishing me like to one more rich in hope, featured like him with friends possessed, desiring this man's art and that man's scope, with what I most enjoy contended least, yet in these thoughts myself almost despising. Happily I think on thee, and then my state, like to the lark at dawn of, like to the lark at break of day arising, from sullen earth, sings hymns at heaven's gate, for thy sweet love remember it, such wealth brings, that then I scorn to change my state with kings. And that's Sonnet 29 from William Shakespeare, with a few flubs in it, read to you by Michael Amade. All right, so we're here
what
for...
What I do like, though, is that you translated break of dawn, or break of...
I know. See that?
Break of day into dawn.
You know what's funny? That actually, I think that's a function of writing.
That's good.
And it, but it was totally subconscious, and I didn't realize I did it until I was like, I'm saying something totally different than what's on the page. I can't get into that habit if I'm reading submissions, man.
No.
That's not a good... It's like all original works. I'll just subconsciously rephrase everything. That sounds great. All right. Well, let's get into the return engagement. We have 9 callers, some of which you've heard before this evening, and others which you might not have yet. Or do we have anybody who hasn't read? Oh, Mary?
Mary.
All right. Wonderful. Yeah. So let's get right into it. Let's go to Lorraine in New York. Lorraine... Do you have any more injuries? Any new ones since we talked?
No more injuries. I have something patriotic, actually. I don't know if it can be called patriotic, because I am, and I shouldn't say this, I'm totally against Trump, and I'm for Hillary.
Okay.
But I have written something, a tribute to the Statue of Liberty.
Wonderful. So, let's do that.
Here goes.
All right.
Here goes. The Statue of Liberty. Bring me your homeless, your war-weary poor. To the needy and the greedy, I'll open my door. I guard this fine city, this river, this bay. Protect all its people through work and in play. Tourists invade me, climbing each stair. With cameras and backpacks, it just isn't fair. They take selfies and texts on the way to my torch. They would linger past midnight if I had a porch. My gown of renown is my only known dress. What is hidden beneath is anyone's guess. But that's un-American, and I am not. My view from this island is a big melting pot. It's flavored by people with accents galore, with dreams, the support beams of this nation's core. I'm just a mere landmark in the home of the brave, to which people flee, and the land of the free. End of.
These are,
thank you.
Of course. Now these are definitely polarizing times, aren't they?
Well, you know, it's a compromising time, and I think that we're in trouble, and I just pray that things are gonna even out, and we're all gonna be of one mind, but I doubt that. And I only hope that we can all consider what's going on and what's going to happen in the event that a certain person gets elected. And
well,
someone
I'll tell you what, Lorraine, this is my personal opinion. So, you know, I'm not a doctor and I don't play one.
Please.
But the news cycle is there to scare us to get our attention. And it's built that way. And in fact, they don't really care. I'm talking even the New York Times. It's been proven. They don't really fact check their stuff.
I agree with you.
So
I
think
the media.
The media is a big thing. And I'm saying from either side. I'm not just doing the whole, like, you know, this media with this agenda. No, I'm saying just in general, their agenda is to get attention. Uh-huh. And I think, you know, it's a great example. Someone was talking, Jamie Foxx was talking about Quentin Tarantino, right? Director. Mm-hmm. Says something about the his point of view on the violence between police officers and the African American community.
Right.
And instantly, the media puts that out as Quentin Tarantino hates cops.
Yeah. And
right?
Immediately,
that's what this is.
A switch.
Right.
That there's a hatred.
Right.
Of cops.
Right.
Yeah.
Because
if
it bleeds, it leads. Right. That's how we get attention.
Right.
So
exactly.
I have a feeling, and I'm not going to go into it here, you know, because just like you really haven't. But
I know.
I really feel it's not political. I think people are going
to
surprise us, Lorraine. And I think in a good way. And so let's just have some faith and let's be the best we can be and let's not give in to the fear.
Let's all pray and
no fear.
And hope for the best.
No fear, Lorraine.
And
let's do this.
I do.
All right. Just love, no fear. All right. Let's do that.
I do that.
All right.
And for all of you, I wish you the best. And let's hope that it turns out the way that we pray it will.
All right. You know? We love you, Lorraine. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Love you, too.
All right.
Okay.
Good night.
Bye.
All right. So that was Lorraine recovering.
Yes. Poor lady. Man.
I know,
that had
right?
To hurt. I'm sorry.
No, it does. Yeah, it really did have to hurt.
Well, yeah, but just it's got to suck because I'm right-handed.
Yeah, I'm too.
Now, I can feed myself left-handed because, well, my mom forced me to eat European.
Really?
Yeah. When I was
a kid. So eat European. Tell me about this.
Okay. So if you're right hand dominant, typically when you have a fork, it's the scoop of the fork in your right hand
and you
put it in your mouth.
Yeah.
European, it's bent down and it's in your left hand if you're right hand dominant. It's in your left hand and you cut with your right and eat with your left. So you get into that motion of you cut and eat, not cut, switch, eat.
Oh, see, that's what I've always done, I think.
Yeah. So it's a habit that I got into. It's how the Americans were found out during World War II.
Oh, okay.
A lot of them were found out because of that. Americans switch. We switch because we don't care.
So so you're saying you're an intercontinental diner.
That's right.
All right.
I know how to eat peas on the back of my fork.
Very cosmopolitan. The Nazis wouldn't discover you, my friend.
True.
All right.
So sorry.
No, hey, fair enough. These tangents are fun. I'm nothing but a tangent. We know how this goes. All right, so let's head to Michigan. Let's catch up with Dennis. Dennis, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am. And first time around, I forgot something.
Oh no.
So here it is.
All right.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Michael. Happy birthday to you and many more.
Dennis, thank you, man. That was great.
And I'd also like to throw out my congratulations to Tony and Maureen.
It
doesn't seem possible that a year could have passed already.
Yeah, it was fast.
That's I know, right? I was sitting there going, really?
I could have sworn it was like 6 months ago. I'm like, sweet, he had his, wow.
I know. That's the thing. I'm not scared by much, I got to say, Dennis, but the rapid acceleration that time passes with, that's the thing that freaks me out. I have to be honest, you know?
But, I do know.
That's a human thing, right?
Yeah.
Well, so what do you have for us this time?
I do have another poem for you. The title is Vision of Essence. It goes like this. We are all much more than we may seem, much more than a dim reflection's gleam. Our facades are merely wafer-thin shells, where the essence of true self therein dwells. Our spirits, our hopes, our aspirations, balanced by our fears and affirmations, tells a more concise story of who we are. Though we may hide behind an avatar, we don't always claim the beauty within, being blinded by the guilt of our sin. Yet, We are his offspring, children of God, been given his blessings, given his nod. Shall we live in doubt, tricked by the deceiver, or open our eyes as redeemed believers? The end.
Very nice again. Another solid one from you, Dennis.
Thank you very much. And it's always a pleasure to share in your forum. And once again, I'd like to give my thanks and appreciation to you for all you do for us.
We're grateful to you
and
as well.
I'm looking forward to Posick Fest.
Yeah, we are too.
I just hope I'm not number one on the list.
Oh no! I'll put it up, and I'll send you the link privately here, so you can make sure to see it. But we've got you and Cynthia plenty of time to just hang out, and we can all hang out together and enjoy.
That's going to be great, and so looking forward to being there. So I'll let you go, and let the other readers get to the mic. I won't hog it up tonight. I'll share it.
All right, wonderful.
I'll step aside and say God bless.
Hey, God bless, Dennis. Wow, that was Dennis from Michigan. Such a pleasure.
It is.
Every single time.
It is.
It's great. Hey, you know what we have there? We have Mary in Arizona to go to. You ready?
I think.
It's okay. I don't want to rush you.
No, it was a plank. It moved.
It's okay. I know. I kind of jumped on that one kind of quickly.
No, not you. You're good.
All right.
It was it. Okay.
We ready? Here we go.
We're there.
Hello, Mary. Can you hear us?
I sure can, Boisies.
Isn't it great? Technology's amazing, isn't it?
Oh, it comes into my living room and my bedroom as I play my piano.
You know, isn't it great? Because otherwise, this would be one. Let's be honest. This would be one hell of a tin cup game if we were trying to make this work.
Can I have the dice, please? I want to roll some doubles.
Exactly. All right, so how's your week been?
I have not a complaint in the world, sir.
That's a great thing.
It's 102 every day. I get in the pool. I'm brown like a ginger snap. What do you want from me?
Nothing but your good energy. That's a good thing.
That's great.
I like the good vibes.
I was going to sing you Marilyn Monroe's Happy Birthday, Mr. President, but Dennis beat me to it, so... I'm
going to
do Stevie Wonder.
I was going to say, I don't think Dennis, no offense, but your Marilyn Monroe impression is not really on point. But I'm glad that if that was just you singing, I'm that's the thing I love.
All right. On with the program.
All right.
I'll sing so all the poets can get on because I'm just a misfit here.
not as much as you'd think, Mary.
All right. Here we go. Michael, happy birthday, and here we go. No New Year's Day to celebrate. No chocolate-covered candy hearts to give away. No first of spring, no song to sing. In fact, it's just another ordinary day. No April rain, no flowers at noon, no weddings that have died in the month of June. But what it is something true. Made up of these three words that I would say to you. I just want to say that I love you. Everybody, come on. I just want to prepare a bunch of hair. I just want to say I love you. No one tonight, no body.
Christmas. Or Halloween. You're giving thanks to all the Christmas toys you bring. The one is so old for me. Fill your heart like no street work will ever do.
Beautiful. That's not an easy song to play. Good job.
You know, you got to see it like a blind man. That's what finally caught me.
You got to just let it go under your fingers. You can't even worry about it.
Once you know the chord, you just close your eyes and
yeah.
You play the chords. They're all right next to each other. It's so easy.
You know, speaking of, and it's not Stevie Wonder. Stevie Wonder's amazing, but I was listening to an interview with Jamie Foxx the other day, and he was talking about when he was doing research for Ray.
Mm.
And so he's sitting there playing with Ray Charles on piano. Now, Jamie Foxx went to music school.
Yes.
So he's a really solid
talented
pianist. And,
yeah.
And so he's sitting there playing. They're playing blues. And he
yeah.
And they've been going for a while. He's like, man, I'm playing with Ray Charles. This is great. And then he hits one wrong note, just a little bit. Right? And Ray Charles slams his hands down on the piano and goes, what? He's like, now why would you go do something like that? Why would you go do something like that? He's like, it's just under your fingers, baby. It's just under your fingers. You got to stop worrying so much. It's just under your fingers. He's like, don't worry so much, but if you hit one wrong note, I'm going to freak out on you.
I worked about 50 years trying to do music exactly like it was supposed to be.
Yeah.
Like it was written.
Yeah.
Like Bach and like Handel and like all of these lovely people wanted it to sound. And now I know it better. And isn't that a nice thing?
Well, see, I'm one of those pianists who I'll perform a classical piece and use the sustain pedal, and it pisses off purists. But you know what? The way I see it is this.
You blend it.
Right. But the way I see it is this. If all the purists and all the people are taught to go do it that way, I'm going to put my own performance mark on it. I'll do it myself.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's all kinds of people playing it without a pedal.
Hold it down all the way.
Right, exactly.
Give them something to listen to. Give them something else to listen to.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. Hey.
Political agenda and Labor Day coming. I just want to sing a love song. So I wish you all the best, and I'm off to listen to the next.
Hey, thank you, Mary. We appreciate you very much. All right. We'll see you next week. We hope. Anyway.
Yeah.
We hope. Right.
Right.
That's one of the things about the show is that we do it every week, but you know, there's never 100% guarantee. That, and I'm not saying the show just in general, but like any of us are actually able to make it back. So every time we do it, it's something to celebrate, I think.
It is.
You know?
It is. I like that.
I do as well. All right. So from Arizona, we're just gonna pop up north just a little bit, just to Colorado.
Just a little bit.
You like my geography? <That's> like,
just generalized.
Just up north. To Chris, how are you, sir?
I'm doing really well. How are you guys?
Doing well, thanks. It's kind of a fast-paced show tonight, it feels like.
It is a quick show.
It is. That's all right, though, huh? So,
absolutely.
Well, what do you have for us?
Well, I'm working myself out through this show. So I got another emotional one.
Wonderful.
There are things that I wish I could forget. Moments in time that have a broken replay button. They're ever replaying in my head. I'm tortured by myself, and it's just worse with others. I've not met many kind people. They're just worldly know-it-alls that have yet to truly suffer. I'd like to forget them and remind myself to be strong, but they project their thoughts out, so I have to deal with it all the day long. And it's not so hard at a distance, but I mean, how far are we really? What is time, space, reality even doing? Answers I'd like to forget, because I just feel that existence is peculiar. I can't say what it isn't. This world just feels strange and unfamiliar. My body is too heavy. Eating is a drag. Every day I'm reminded of every mishap I've ever had. There are times that I wish on a star that someone, anyone, could remind me that I've come so far. But instead it's the opposite. Just moments I'd like to forget. Now, I've tried real hard with drugs, but that hasn't worked out well yet. It's only added fuel to the fire. I'm burning inside. Why doesn't someone help me to prompt me to reach higher? But maybe that's just how people operate. Stumbling around, scared to cooperate. Scared to say good because it's so easy to say bad. Maybe they forget what's hard. Maybe they don't see what they lack. Thank you.
I really like that one. How long ago did you write that one, Chris?
Let me flip the page. August 15th.
No kidding.
Oh, wow. Good.
That's great. Hey, you know, we're looking forward to having you down at Posick, or up at Posick, I guess, from where you are.
Yeah, I'm very much looking forward to myself. I just about have my set together, and then I'll start working on memorizing it.
Awesome. I'm working on my set for that day as well.
Yeah,
I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to just hanging out and talking again like we did last year.
Oh, absolutely. I'm going to try and stick around for a little bit longer.
That'd be great. I know you got some stuff to do later in the day, but we'll catch up. So,
alrighty. Have a good time.
Have a great one. Thanks, Chris.
Yep.
All right. And that was Chris from Colorado Springs, Colorado. I used to live there.
Mm-hmm.
Really good food. There's some really good food there, I thought.
I've got to just explore.
Have you been down there? Have you spent much time?
I have. I had a job down there for a while. I had to go down there for football game.
That's right.
I actually flew out of there one.
You flew out? Oh, really? Out of the Air Force Base or what?
No.
Or the small airport?
Out of the airport, which was a fun event. We were running behind and. Really scary because the guy and I that we were going with, we're both smokers. And if anybody's a smoker and has to sprint anywhere, you know you're okay for the sprint. It's when you stop
is when you start
sucking wind.
Sure.
So we're sprinting from the car to the gate as quickly as we can, realizing we have cigarettes and a lighter.
Oh, boy.
But I had my bag, stuffed it in the bag, and went boom, right onto the thing, walked through. I'm like, here we go. Tossed the lighter. Got to keep the smokes because, well, there's nothing to ignite with.
Sure.
Yeah. It was we made it just before.
Just barely.
Yeah. It was rough day.
Man, that's something. I mean, so Colorado Springs, mm-hmm. for people who aren't familiar, that's right where, right in the shadow of NORAD.
Yes, Cheyenne Mountain.
Cheyenne Mountain, the famous military installation that you can't really tell is there, which is kind of creepy.
Yeah, or also known for its Stargate ring.
The Stargate ring, that's right, that they supposedly have there. Quote, the Air Force Academy, Garden of the Gods.
Oh, beautiful. Manitou Springs.
Manitou Springs, yeah.
It's a good place.
And it's a pretty good place.
Yeah.
I got to be honest, though. I'm happy I moved back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go.
All right. Anyway, let's keep going. So we're going to head now to Laura in Washington for her second call into the show. Laura, how are you?
I'm doing great. I had such a good time the first time I had to call back.
Well, we're happy you did. We had a great time, too.
So, happy birthday. I was remiss in not saying it earlier.
Oh, it's all right. Thanks so much.
And as a gift to you, I'm not going to sing.
Oh. All right. Fair enough.
I have another of the poems that came from that project with the shot glasses.
Hmm. Oh, okay. Cool.
So, it's a short one.
All right.
As she patches another gaping hole in her soul, she realizes the warning lights were as bright as a lighthouse beacon on the Great Lakes. So sure that she knew how to navigate these waters, the warnings went ignored. Now she sits, smashed into the rocks of one shallow soul after another, inspecting the damage done by other incidences, past groundings. Some still leak if the conditions are right. So, patch she does, while people stand on the shore pointing out where she went wrong or laughing at her. The laughter is preferred. It makes better tar for the patch. With a new tide lifting her up, she sails away, not waiting for another's ship to come in. She is the captain of her own destiny. It's just a matter of keeping her ship a sail and only her bourbon on the rocks. End of poem.
That's a great one. Another great one. Now, you know, I have to tell you, Laura, when we went, you know, when you started reading, we mute the line so no one can hear it. And JT really quickly goes, well, of course it's short. It's, you know, a long poem can't fit in a shot glass. And I thought,
sorry.
It's a good point.
It's a good point.
Yeah. Now, Laura,
it's a very valid point.
Where can people find this project online if they wanted to find out more about you?
So that one's poetrybytheshot.wordpress.com.
All right.
And then my blog is findinghopeinthedarkness.blogspot.com.
All right. So you guys heard it here. If you want to check out more of Laura's work, head over there. Laura, thanks so much for everything.
I appreciate it.
Of course. We hope to hear from you again, okay?
Yeah, this has been a lot of fun. I am really glad that Trish put this up because an open mic in my robe, this is great.
I know. Yeah. And you know what? You know the funny thing about this is we've been doing this at the end of November. It will be we'll be starting our fifth year. So we've been doing this for a while. Yeah. But so let other poet friends know about us as well because, you know, the more the merrier.
Yeah, well, I, you know, threw it up on the social media, so
love it.
We're getting the word out, but
thanks so much.
Great fun. It's terrific.
All right. Well, we appreciate it so much, and we appreciate you, Laura. Thank you.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
You keep mentioning an event that's coming up.
Yes.
But I couldn't find any information about it on your blog.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
okay.
I'd love to hear more about it if you've got a minute.
Well, sure. I'll tell you about it really quickly right now. So it's called Posick Fest. Now, this is just the second year we've done it, and we're doing it in Denver, Colorado. It's 2 weeks from tomorrow. And what it is you'll be able to listen live on the same channel you're on now,
yep.
But it's basically a live performance of poetry and music that lasts for what, about 4 or 5 hours, six hours,
least,
something like that.
Yeah, somewhere.
And yeah, so it happens
right on.
Right, so it happens then. Now, however, next year it's going to be a little bit different, and we hope,
yeah.
And a little bit bigger. We're kind of reaching for the stars and, you know, ending up on the moon or however that thing's supposed to work. that's really what it is. It's our second year, and it's just kind of a you know, a get together in something live. So
that's what
we're talking about.
All right. Well, thanks for filling it in for me.
Absolutely.
And thanks for doing this.
Of course. Now, I'll tell you one place you can go, though. It's called Posick, so P-O-E-S-I-C. And if you go to posickfest.com, I think it's posickfest.com,
yep.
Right? Okay.
Yeah,
then you'll have some information. It's a pretty sparse site, but there'll be the lineup and everything will be coming up this evening.
Yeah, and you can you can just Google Posick Fest.
Yeah, it should show up there, too.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
All right.
Cool, I'll look for it.
Awesome, Laura. Thanks so much.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
All right, good night.
All right, good night.
And that was Laura in Washington. You know, you said this, JT, as you were taking calls. You were like, wow, they're calling in almost exactly the order they called in before.
It's really strange.
And it's really strange. I'm looking at it. And you're right.
Yeah, Cynthia and Laura needed
to switch
spots.
They switched.
Mary hopped in. So,
Mary hopped in.
Which is okay.
Yeah. No, of course that's okay. Yeah.
But, yeah.
But, okay, so now Laura and Cynthia switched, but we're just going to go to, this really is a return engagement. We're going to go to Cynthia. Yeah. Cynthia, how are you?
good. I'm loving the show. It's so nice to hear new voices and familiar voices.
Isn't it? I think it's great. Now, I will say, though, this show feels like it's moving at a clip. Is it just the espresso I had, you think?
I loved what you said about the espresso because I feel that way, too. I'm just really focused.
Maybe we feel focused and everybody else around us is kind of going, what is going on with this person?
But I do love the pace. It is good.
All right.
You're doing a good job.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. So what do you have for us this time?
So I have another poem with the name Kintsugi in it. Ever since I learned about the Japanese art of mending broken pottery with gold, because things are more beautiful after they've been broken, I put the word in a lot of poems. So this one is called Autumn's Kintsugi. The autumn palette amid Robson shop. A callback to the bustle of Greenwich Village in student days. He brings me an almond latte beneath the heat lamps. Then we walk through Stanley Park Cedar, belonging to one another. Sounds of coffee in summer fading into the rose line of fall sunset. Above Third Beach in cool wind, southbound geese travel the sky, nature as always. The birch and maple at peace on the mountain, leaves fluttering like petals of gold in the wind, the natural erosion of passion into love, cream and caramel butterflies finding their way into the light of the world. End poem.
Beautiful.
And thank you.
You know, I hadn't heard about that style of art until you had mentioned it a while back. And that is really a truly beautiful idea, isn't it?
I was really moved by it. I write for a Japanese e-magazine, and I'd only heard of it, I guess, a year or two ago. And I've been really fascinated by it ever since.
It really is a fascinating idea. I'd like to learn more about it. So if you find any amazing links, please send them to me.
Okay. Definitely. All right.
Well, thank you, Cynthia. I'll be in touch with you as well, just to kind of firm up some details about your trip out here in 2 weeks from now. You'll be out here.
I know. I can't wait.
That'll be great. All right.
Okay, so thanks for having me.
Of course. Thank you, Cynthia.
Bye.
Bye. And that was Cynthia from Vancouver, British Columbia.
Ooh, there See? You go. See?
I'm dumb, but I'm teachable. That's my pickup line, by the way. Walk up, I'm like, hi, I'm dumb, but I'm teachable.
And well,
it doesn't work.
Oh, okay.
I think the best response I got to that was, well, obviously.
Wow.
Which is actually a great response. All right, so let's head down to the land of chicken and kernels. I'm going to come up with something better for Kentucky. Hey, Philip, how you doing?
You come up with whatever you want, sir.
All right.
So long as it's not jelly.
No,
no.
Nah. Screw jelly, man. That stuff's had it too good for too long.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I was going to say, what's up? I don't know if anybody remembers the commercial. Having the milk, watching the game. Yeah,
I remember. I remember the what's up commercials. The only reason I remember those so much is the sound techs that I worked with for about the next 15 years did it every single time I saw them.
Mercilessly.
I remember that. What's that? And I'm going, you know, that was 10 years ago, man. Really? I mean, it's.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, make up anything you want to say about Kentucky. I wouldn't know what to say about Kentucky. It's only incidental that I live here, you know. I could have been in China. It doesn't matter.
So
you know?
I could say, here we are in Philip from the incidental state of Kentucky.
That would be great. Sure, why not? Yeah.
All right, perfect.
Yeah, right. Short title, and I'll get to it. And again, I don't know if I ever say this enough, but I truly appreciate the platform. You guys are, you know, how do you say, consummate professionals. You're always there. I know it's a lot of hard work behind the scenes, and I am truly grateful for that. So just throwing that out there.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. All right. Variations on a simple theme. Don't be fooled by such phrases as stones bear a culture's weight when it has none, except maybe the masses who ignore or envy or own parts of it, loaned out piecemeal for an overpriced ticket.
Everything is expensive to the impoverished, whether art or communion bread I cannot live by alone. Have seen W.C. on esteemed billboards and heard his sacred and profane dances, resurrected in lavish auditoriums whose beauty must be refurbished. Others, too, from the Baroque era, requiem still mourned and praised. Echoes and dust, I am reminded. The ones they choose and those who are shunned. I am best suited for the chisel and hardened epitaphs, words for everyone. Time, the distinctive universal, ever another assured subtraction from an unknown whole for which there's never enough and is always in demand. And there it is, fellers.
Stellar as always, Philip.
I appreciate it, sir.
Thank
you.
Any
thing to throw in WC. I don't know if anybody's a WC fan.
Oh, I'm a huge WC fan.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can't go wrong with WC.
Not at all. I actually,
right on.
I actually have
on
right on. I'm all about Debussy,
yeah,
especially the Adagio. Yeah, you know.
All right, fellas.
All right, hey Philip. Thanks so much, and I'll be in touch this week.
Okay, yeah, that's great. It's on your. You're the teacher, sir. I have more free time, so you know, please, whenever you have, it's convenient, not a problem.
All right, hey, well, back to school night's behind me now, so. It's looking like clear skies ahead. All
right, good. Lucky students.
All right, well, I don't know. You'll have to ask them that.
All righty, sir.
Thank
Cheers.
You, Philip. Cheers. That was Kentucky Fried Philip. Give it a
I'm sorry, that's funny.
That was from Titus. I just thought it was – I actually read Titus's comment, and I thought, damn it, why hadn't I thought of that one? So I was just being jealous, Titus. Good job. That was Philip from Kentucky. Great friend of the show. We're so happy that he called in.
Yeah.
Now we're going to go to another great friend of the show. I've already read one of her pieces tonight. I can't imagine what she has to share now. It's Lozan.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you.
Well, so thank you for, I know you had company or a guest or something this evening. Thank you for breaking away and joining us.
Nobody. I pretended I was working in the kitchen, and I couldn't help it. When I heard you guys say that it's a slow night, I was like, I got to call. I can't. I have to call.
So are you saying that you're pretending to wash dishes right now?
I did the dishes, but I just went to them. I was like, guys, they all know that I'm about to book is coming out, and I know I like poetry, and I know I call radio. So I said, can I excuse myself? He said, yeah, sure, go ahead. And they kept chatting.
Oh,
my
that's
son
wonderful.
Has a noisy one, so I'm keeping him in there.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad you joined us. That's great.
I'm happy to be here. So the poem I'm sharing tonight is called Somebody's Little Girl.
All right.
It's a poem about you lose young girls to addiction. So Somebody's Little Girl. True joy to her family she brought. No one knew the inner demons she fought. With porcelain-like skin, no one could spot that bruise on her chin. She smiled so sweet, moved so many, yet she was so petite. She made them feel good, although her deep troubles nobody understood. You can spot her in a crowd. She's noticed despite not being loud. There's a sparkle in her eyes, even though she knows well she was surrounded by lies. She dreamed big, yet fell into holes friends continued to dig. She loved life. She never wanted to die. Addiction clipped her wings. She's now unable to fly. She's somebody's little girl. Did anybody really care? The damage done to her is not so easy to repair. Those who truly love her sit in fright. I worry they seem to have given up the fight. The years quickly passing her by, stuck in time, she only noticed them when she sits alone and cry. End poem. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You write with a lot of... You know, I was saying earlier on the show, and it was before you tuned in, that you can tell when someone, you know, the audience can spot a faker, and you can also tell when something's written from a real place of honesty and a place that hurts. And I can definitely feel that in your work.
Yeah, that's I combined a little bit with a personal experience, but mostly watching of someone you love so much slipping away from the parents' hands so slowly. And then you can't imagine. You think this stuff happened to some other people, and then yet your own flesh and blood, and you see it happening right before your eyes, and you can't help it but, you know, hurt, and then you put it in words. So
Yeah. So
good, but thank you so much for having me, and I can't wait to send you my book, by the way.
We're looking forward to it. We would happily do that, and we'll take a picture of it. And is it going to be up on Amazon?
I'm not sure. I'll check with the Silver Bowl Publishing. I'll let you guys know. I'm pretty sure they do put it on Amazon, but
if it is,
you know, all the links, all the things, and I will send you a hard copy. I will send it to you.
And you know what? JT and I haven't even discussed this, so JT, you can smack me if you think this is a bad idea.
Okay.
But the poets that that call into the show that we work with, Lozanne, you know, if you do find out it's going to be on Amazon, let us know. We'll put it in our store.
Yeah.
And then that way people will be able to find it through us.
Yeah. Wonderful, wonderful. I'm very happy. Thank you very much.
All right, that's absolutely.
You're kind. Have all a wonderful night.
Thank you, Lozanne. Have a wonderful night as well. Good night. Bye-bye. That was Lozanne from, I think she's in Vancouver,
yes,
British Columbia.
She is in Vancouver. She's just down the road from...
You know what I'm going to start saying now? Since we have two callers from Vancouver, I'm going to say we're huge in Canada.
Oh.
Yeah, Brian Adams, Nelly Furtado, and us.
Nothing.
Bieber.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Ryan Reynolds. Meh.
Ryan Reynolds. Man, you can take your beaver fever.
Wow.
Wait, Bieber. Bieber.
There you go.
Beaver fever.
Something different.
It's like a fever from beavers.
Poor guys. What'd they do, bite you?
Yeah, well, you know, they become a were-beaver when the moon is full. All right, so...
Never mind.
That could be it. That could be a thing. That could be a story.
Yes.
All right. So now, let's wrap this thing up with some class here, huh?
Let's
go to Titus in the UK. Titus, thank you for waiting.
Thank you for having me back.
Oh, of course. Of course.
You spoke of honesty. I agree with, I'm very honest, actually. In my life, everybody has someone in their life that actually changes the way it goes, because some people are very nasty to you in your life. And when you come back to think about it, there's about 7 or 8 people that have changed my life for the worse. But strangely, it works out for the better, because had it not happened, then it puts you into a position where you meet someone else and everything's brilliant.
Isn't that interesting how that works? It really is that way.
Well, I'm leading you to this poem that I'm writing, I'm going to read. It's called Mind Games.
All right.
And rather than do something physical to these people to actually make a bad conclusion, I've written this instead.
Wonderful.
Mind Games. Vengeance is thine to continue headstrong into wrongs they have imposed upon me. Never to be right, they fear destiny deserves to wrong those who do not belong. Ideally, to have placed this blame on them, contains within those hate facilitates to convince you how vindictive it waits, imposing pain, the cause of this mayhem. Vanquished a few who have yet to be drawn, exhibit prompts are foretold and inkling. Never to forget the past, the last is sworn. Envisage diminishing signs, the shrinking. Silence serves solely, you ever being born. Sometimes it's a matter of wishful thinking. End of poem. I suppose that last line is wishing they were dead. But I did that in such a soft tone. Thank you.
There was a lot of delicacy there, but... But definitely that's once again, it's the wordsmith part that I think makes it work.
Well, those 14 lines saved a lot of problems, I guess. Thank you.
Absolutely. I want to say, Titus, thank you so much for calling and sharing with the show. It's always a pleasure to hear, and it's great to check in with you every week.
It is hit and miss with me, because if I'm tired, I can't get on. But
and no one blames you at all. No one at all.
Thank you.
All right.
Cheerio.
Thank you. All right. So that was Tony giving us a call all the way from the UK. See that kind of rhyme there?
Wow. Well done.
Thank you.
I'm
very proud of myself.
I bet you are. Now, I'll turn that into a song eventually.
All the way from the UK, down by the bay, you might say.
Wow.
No, that's
please
not.
Don't go.
This is why I'm not a rapper, by the way.
Right.
And one day I will tell the story on this show about the world's worst rap battle. And I was not in it, but I definitely promoted it. And it was good. It was good. Now, I'd put a note in the chat room that no one has responded to.
Uh-oh.
Asking if we should do a After Dark or not. So everyone in the chat room, if you're there right now, just say a yes or a no. Does anybody have anything for After Dark, or is it just going to be like three guys sitting around talking about erotic stuff? Because that's weird.
That would be weird. Haven't we done that before? We've come close.
We've come really close to that. Okay. I think it was the whole bathrobe thing, and it was weird.
Yeah.
You know,
white
wine. Like, what's going on? Why are we doing that? Oh, okay. So now I actually saw this stuff fill in. For some reason, my chat room wasn't doing it. So I'm seeing Philip say CCCCC,
okay.
Which I'm assuming is not a request for Spanish vitamins.
Probably not.
So let's try it. Let's do it. Let's do it after dark. Okay.
Right.
So it just wasn't. It just my chat room just wasn't refreshing.
Being slow.
It was just being slow. Sorry about that, guys.
Okay.
All right. So we are now going to go into. Or we're going to finish World Poetry Open Mic proper. We're going to move into the dark side. After dark. Give us a call 720-240.
Do you want to do that? Or
how do we do it? How do we do it?
We normally just end the proper, and then we do a little quick intermission, come back as...
What JT said. Let's do that. You've been listening to World Poetry Open Mic proper. We're going to discontinue for a moment and then come back after having gone to the dark side.